Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs. They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Did you just ask me before we went on the air Wednesday?
Yeah.
I don't know if you asked me or if it was more you just said. You said one word. You just said Wednesday?
Well, I was talking out loud. I was thinking out loud.
Yeah.
I was thinking about what day it was.
You are correct, sir.
Because
isn't indeed a Wednesday, and we love our Wednesdays.
We do. We're great on Wednesdays, and today will be no different.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I'm like, because when I get in here and sit down, I've got a lot of things I've got to tend to.
There's things happening.
But one of the last ones is, what do I want to put on the TV? And that instantly goes to what is on tonight, sports-wise.
Sure.
And then I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, there's nothing because it's Tuesday. Wait.
No.
It's Wednesday. But there's still nothing.
There's nothing.
Except for the NBA.
Well, dear.
Hello? Hockey? Are you not?
Sook's team is playing.
No, I'm not.
You're not? No?
No.
We had an original six matchup.
We had a big Canucks game yesterday that you missed. Like, what do you even... Like, hello?
Sharky's doing it in overtime?
I saw it. They played great.
So I just don't like when you say there's nothing on other than the NBA. Something's on when there's big NHL matchups
and action.
There are something's on.
I'm glad that Buckley's paying attention. Original six, we got Detroit and Chicago.
Yep, that's right.
It's the Battle of the Sakanik household.
And
my bratty kid is a Blackhawks fan.
That's right. What an idiot! They know how to skate.
They do know how to skate.
Good skaters.
I saw Tom Brady's learning how to skate. There have been videos on internet about it.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Who cares?
What else is he doing?
They'll probably send him like to the Winter Classic to do something broadcast. I don't know. Mm. Wrong
I'm
entity,
over him.
But yeah, I think most people are.
Have you seen the weird commercial yet where he does the "I'm ready"?
You talked about that, and I didn't know what you were talking about, I've seen it, and it is weird.
Is that not the dumbest commercial?
Yeah.
Like, we're still doing the "No one believes in you, Tom." Jeebus, dude. You're the greatest to ever do it, and you're still doing the "no one believes in me."
You think,
hey, Red Danny,
go
Red
away!
Danny.
But that wasn't his; that was Fox.
Well, he should have stopped.
Listen, well, he's Tom Brady. He can say no
when they give you that much money.
When you spend $350 million to get a broadcaster, you better believe you're going to promote the S out of him.
That's true. I'll shut up. Yeah.
You can promote the S out of him without doing it like that. Playing the whole underdog thing.
Well, what would you do? How are you gonna promote?
I don't know.
The
be
great
funny
Tom
with
Brady?
Him.
Tom Brady's not even any good at broadcasting.
That's a good point.
That's the weirdest part is that what game he was doing? Was he doing the Bills game? I'm trying to make he was doing one of the games last week that I actually wanted to sit down. No, he was doing the Green Bay Detroit game. Because it was one that I wasn't red zone. And I was like, no, I want to watch this game. And so I was like, oh, I'm actually going to get the full Tom Brady experience. And boy, I got to tell you, man, I'm not going to say that he's terrible at it, but He's a hell of a lot more Jason Witten than he is Greg Olsen. I mean, he makes me yearn for the days of Tony Romo.
Yeah, he's not great.
No.
He'll get better.
But $300 million? You think someone at Fox right now is like, dude, we gave that guy $300 million?
I think that person's saying, well, we got 9 more years to figure it out.
Yeah, no kidding. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I think he's doing other stuff with that, isn't he? Doesn't he do another Fox stuff?
I don't know. He's being Tom Brady. It's good to be Tom Brady. I mean, I can sit there and say that's a dumb commercial, and then he looks at me and laughs and is like, what? You're going to be critical of me? Sorry, Tom. You can do whatever you want, you know.
But hey, he's learning to skate.
Yeah, I guess he is learning to skate.
So,
which, I mean, dude, have you ever fallen? Like,
I've never skated.
No?
I've never ice skated.
So
I've done it one time, and I fell a ton, and I just wrecked my knees that day, and I've never done it since. So it was horrible.
I took a long break, because in college, I would do it, and then the team would get very angry at you, because you can get hurt. So I didn't do it for years and years, and then, like, when my kids got into it, I was like, oh, it's like riding a bike. Wrong. And I fell twice and was like, well, this is the end of that. About blew up my ankle, hit my head on the ice, and screwed up my elbow. And I was like, yeah, I'm 30, and we're not doing this anymore.
I have a hot ice skating take.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, okay, so we didn't have an ice skating rink.
No, more of a roller rink.
We had a roller rink inside, but we didn't have an ice.
Yeah.
So I never grew up. We'd have to go to Kansas City for that, at like the holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just never wanted to do it because it looked stupid.
Yeah.
But one of the main...
I didn't want to do it because, well, it looked dumb.
There's no puck out there.
No, there is no puck.
There's no net.
And everyone looks terrible doing it.
Exactly.
You don't really know
and
what
that was
doing.
That's what it was. I would stand there at Crown Plaza in Kansas City, and I would look at all the people going in circles and looking like baby deer.
Yeah.
And I would always think to myself... I even remember this as a kid thinking, why are these not bigger? Because they just pack them on there.
Sure.
And then there's no, like, if I'm a beginner, I'm going to be a little all over the place.
Sure.
And I don't want all these other people out there. So then I thought, well, I like skiing. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'd learn to ice skate if there were like golf courses for ice skating.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like spread us out. Like, we'll go in foursomes. We'll race to the hole. You know, we'll wait on the next tee box, but then we have room to, on the par five dogleg left. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I see where you're going
Wouldn't
with
that
it.
Be way more fun than going in a small circle and trying to avoid, cutting some little kid's throat?
Here's the problem with that, though. If you realize that ice skating rinks, one, they're very expensive to operate.
Well, then get rid of them.
And there's not many of them, which is why they all fail. And so if you had a giant one, I'm guessing that is just a money pit of galactic proportions.
Well, they already say that about golf courses.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, it's just...
It is the same thing.
Put it on a mountain that's always frozen.
Problem is that you can charge dumbasses $100 to go golf. You can't charge $100 for people to go ice skate.
Well, they charge you money.
Yeah, it's like 10 bucks.
Yeah, it's more than that.
It's not. It's like 10 bucks.
More than that.
It's like $10 skate rental.
Dude, I went with my nieces and
it's not that much.
It was expensive.
No, it's not.
I couldn't afford it.
Ice skating is like bowling. I'm sorry. Everyone can afford it.
Well, it's like the price of eggs. No one can afford it anymore.
No one. You kidding me?
In this economy? No way.
Can't afford to go ice skating.
And people have no awareness, and they've literally got blades on their legs, and they have no awareness of, like, it's bad. It's all bad.
It's if you've never done it before, if you ever want an appreciation for the best skill in sports, go look at even people that play, like, pickup hockey that kind of know how to skate. Watch them maneuver, and then go see, like, even the Winterhawks, and you'll realize just how hard it is to play that sport. And that was my thing. I was like, yeah, I'm never going to get here, so we're just going
to
stop.
And then you realize those guys who play hockey have to be tough as nails. They have to have hand-eye coordination. You have to have, like, the finesse and footwork of, like, a figure skater, but also be able to take a hit. It's unbelievable.
That's a whole other...
So if I were a hockey GM and I had a metric where I could measure the greatest skaters in the world, if I just got the best skaters, my team wins.
Probably, yes. Well, that's the
and a sumo wrestler in goal.
That's kind of actually goaltenders tend to be some of the best skaters. That's the other one. You think you can just be some blob back there, and it's not. Those dudes are ridiculous. But yeah, if you the NHL has gone from kind of the big, tough, physical hockey of the 70s and 80s, and everyone skates now. Like the it's like the NBA. If you watched the NBA in 1984 versus the NBA now, you'd be like, dude, there's a bunch of plumbers out there in the eight. That's like the way hockey is.
Charles Oakley was out there.
Charles Oakley was out there. You watch today's NHL players skate, and yeah, they don't fight, and then it's not as tough. But dude, it's just it's those guys are stupid athletic, and the stuff they're doing out there is insane. But you know that because you know.
Yeah.
I
don't watch
Mr. Hockey.
But I know.
You know. You know.
I follow.
Well, tonight you got Chicago and Detroit. If you're looking for something,
good game.
It'll probably be on the because that is a what's that puck drop? It'll be on in here. You can tune in. I got something's on.
You know what we have now?
5 o'clock TNT, man.
You know what I think I'm going to get back into?
What do you got?
College basketball.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you're right. But of the three, that's what I'd be more inclined to watch.
But you won't.
No, probably not. Right. But like of the
you're
three,
watch like a new season of Below Deck or something.
Now there you're talking. New sailing yacht is out.
Well, you can't miss that.
I don't know about the sailing yacht ones.
No.
Well, just like that, just soft. Chartering a sailing yacht. I'd just rather charter a big, cool yacht.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't need to sail.
No. Like catamaran style. You know, it seems a little bit pretentious.
Then my drink falls over.
Yeah.
I slide across the deck.
I'm more of a pontoon sort of guy myself.
Yeah.
Again, I'm a man of the people. I don't need anything fancy. Just a nice $200,000 pontoon boat. I went and looked at those. Because we started renting boats a number of years ago to go out on the Willamette during the summer. And we're like, oh, this is so awesome. I'm like, I wonder, how much can a pontoon boat be? Yeah, turns out they're way more expensive than you think. I was like, holy God, what is happening?
What's that mean, pontoon?
The hole sits on two big pontoons.
Oh, yeah. Like the, yeah.
It's like a party.
Like a catamaran?
Yeah, but the catamaran is... It's shaped different, but it's that shape. Yes, it's a
It sits on two. It floats because of it's got the things on the things.
Yeah, except the catamaran doesn't have the actual pontoons. It's a party barge.
Yeah,
because all I really want to do when I'm on the water is basically drink and hang out. And so I was like, so I just thought to myself, like, how expensive can these be? I'm like, I'll buy a used one. It'll be great.
Oh,
wrong.
See. Okay,
wrong. They are so expensive.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I don't know. What's boats? Boats. Boats are really expensive.
I don't know. Boats.
You ever seen, like I
don't know.
Boats shock me.
Boats, man.
Boats absolutely shock me, and that's why I don't own one. I want to own a boat, but then I'm
no,
like,
you don't.
I do.
Let somebody else own it.
Exactly.
Yeah, what you want is a friend with a boat.
Yeah.
Or I'm telling you guys, rent them. They're like... It's a couple $100 for an entire day, and at the end of it, you just hand someone the keys and you walk away.
The only way I'd ever own a boat is if I had so much money that I could just buy a yacht.
Yeah, I understand.
And let somebody else run.
Or if I literally lived on the water and was going to take it out every
day. Well, can you live on it? Like, if you have a yacht?
Yes.
You can live on it, right?
Yes.
Like, in the slip?
Absolutely.
And then you can just take it out and...
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Yeah.
Noodle around?
When I lived in Florida, I spent some time... It wasn't a yacht.
I'd do that.
But I spent some time on a sailboat. That I never actually sailed, but that was my apartment because it was super cheap and it was just me. And so, yeah, I lived on one in the marina, but I was not allowed to sail it because I didn't know how to sail.
Yeah. You don't want to sail if you don't know how.
No. And so the people that I rented from, because I did like a month, you know, month to month sort of thing. We were very clear that under no circumstances am I allowed to take that boat out, but I could get someone to take that boat out if I wanted to. You hire a captain.
Maybe my pallet company could make you a pontoon boat.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, a good idea from the Vancouver Ford text line that the Isachi Pallet Company could build one Huck Finn style.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Isachi.
Oh,
you could be my first customer.
Let's go.
I'd use you as an endorser.
Yeah.
Isachi, the luxury pallet yacht.
Yeah. It's got a ring to it.
Big Sue here. Have you ever thought to yourself, boy, I'd love a pallet pontoon boat, but these prices are out of sight. And the quality? Well, I solved both of those issues. But like when you look at a pontoon boat, like again, it just doesn't seem that there's a lot to it. And so I thought it'd be a more affordable boat option. And I feel like the boat, I think it's a scam. I really do. There's no reason boat should cost.
It doesn't need to cost as much as it does.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
Well, I know what a car costs. Why is it that much more expensive?
Yeah.
I mean, cars are expensive, I mean, but boats?
Some of the materials, right? Like, I think that's a little... Boy, I am venturing into uncharted territory here. I know nothing. No. But aren't these boats built with, like, stuff that... You know.
Aren't these boats built with
well,
stuff?
Well, you know, like, they're built with stuff that's, like, really expensive, and
built
it takes time to build them, and...
Built with stuff.
You know?
I love
You know
love
what I'm saying?
That. Yeah, I do know that boats are indeed built with
stuff. Well, like,
stuff.
Tough stuff that you know, can withstand shark bites and
Not
crap.
Just, yeah, well, what happens, though, when you're standing on the boat and you got, like, you're going to get electrocuted,
somebody
or
shoots,
you have to jump in the water with the shark.
Somebody shoots your boat?
Boat, tough stuff. Well,
there's got to be a reason, right?
I think
probably the materials.
I think anything that goes in the water is probably just expensive. How about
A new brand is born. Luxury pallet pontoons.
Yes.
Thank you.
And when that happens, I will be the first one to endorse it.
Thank you. Yeah. We may shoot a little higher, but if we can't get Tom Brady, we'll use you.
I understand.
Because he lives right on the water.
There's got to be someone in between me and Tom Brady, right?
I don't know.
Maybe like Frank Borkowski or something.
The brick. Where is he now?
I don't know, but I thought
he's
maybe
too old.
I thought maybe that would work.
No offense,
I could see the brick on a pontoon.
Well, hey guys, we have a new fearless leader today.
Yes, we do.
Maybe not new.
Yeah. Well, he's new technically.
Yeah, he's new. He's new and old.
Not new to us, though.
No. I mean, we know who he is.
It's like a reconditioned piece of electronics.
He saved the cows.
He did save the cows.
I love cows.
He's saving cows. He's saving pets.
The cows have been saved.
He's like Flash Gordon. He's
going
to save us all.
They're eating the pets.
Now, did you guys watch a lot of that last night?
I did.
Did you?
I had to turn it off at some point.
Did you get to the point where he came out and spoke?
That
was like 1 in the morning?
I listened to about... No, it wasn't that late.
It wasn't?
No, it was about 11:30, I believe. 11:30, 12, somewhere in there.
Hmm.
I listened for about 10 minutes, and that was it for me. I'm good.
Well, I tell you, I turned it off early last night because it was such a landslide.
Well, I had a bottle, and so I was, you know... My kid was
watching. It's one of those deals where you watch, and you're like, you kind of can't take your eyes off of it.
Yeah.
But, man... Right when we got home,
it was
flipped it on. I'm like, oh my God, this thing.
Yeah, it was over. Basically.
Yeah. What an L for the libs.
It was an ass kicking.
Sorry, Buckley.
Hey.
Just me, huh?
You little snowflake.
You know, on the plus side, though, my plans in January are now wide open.
Yeah, you don't have to fly to D.C. and storm the Capitol.
I thought I was going to have a whole thing going on. Now, all of a sudden, I got the time off. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. You know what? Maybe go pontoon boat
shopping.
I tell you what.
You know who knows what's up with elections?
What?
The sports betting market.
Oh, yeah, dude. The markets were all over it.
Yeah, they really were
yeah.
the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's what's interesting about, like, you watch the coverage and they're like, well, we don't know yet. And, well, there's a trend here.
That's why I basically didn't watch when I got home. When I was leaving here, like, I don't know, like 7:45, 8, I looked at the sports book odds. I'm like, oh, this thing's over.
It's over.
By the time I got home, there was no point in watching.
So for the longest time, they had Trump as, like, a minus 200.
Yeah.
And that the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Which means you'd have to bet $200 to make $100.
Right. Yeah. He major favorite. Well, not major, but you know.
Yeah,
like, yeah sizable favorite.
Sizable favorite.
Yep. Yeah.
And then you get into watching the coverage and you're like, well, they're hemming and hawing, like, well, we can't call this yet, but we've got some trends here. And then you look at the betting market.
Yeah, go, yeah.
It's like minus 1,000. Yeah, they're dude.
Yeah, call it.
It is over.
Yeah.
And they're posting pictures of the fat lady and not even any like swing states are in yet.
No.
But it didn't matter.
Yeah,
like the sports betting market, if you
when
don't need to waste your time with election coverage.
Just go there.
Just go see what the sports betting markets are saying and follow those numbers, and that's all you need to know.
So it's funny. I told you that I was going to have one of two evenings. I was going to have a celebratory glass of scotch or we were getting into the Irish. And when
the
I got
the Irish is for what? Bad news?
Yeah. When I got home, I just put the bottle of Tully's and just down right at the old table there and got a couple rocks and we're like, well, it wasn't even like
there was nothing.
There was nothing.
There was there really wasn't.
No, it's like
amazing.
All right, I'm like, we're doing this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll just wait up and I wanted to hear the wanted to hear the speech and you know.
Hey, can I say?
But the sun, you know what the funny thing was? It didn't end today. I woke up this morning and there was a sun in the
sky.
It's
beautiful out there.
Yeah.
This feels gorgeous day.
Yeah, it feels a lot different than the first time to me. I don't know about you guys, but
yeah, I think it feels a little worse. But
oh, really? See, not
yeah.
to me.
Yeah,
it doesn't. But you know, I voted for him anyway.
Of course,
because that's my guy.
Yeah, I've been saying it all along.
I'm a Trumper.
I am a little disappointed.
I love cows.
I was looking forward to you know, January in the Capitol. So
you do it anymore, you're gonna have problems.
A little disappointed about
did
that.
Did you see the Calm app bought a 30-second ad in the coverage?
Well,
did you catch that?
The Calm app has jumped 100 spots in the downloads.
Yeah. Did you see what they did?
No, I just saw that it was
bought brilliant.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys know what the app is. It's called Calm.
Yeah,
it's just like white noise and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like
there's like meditative stuff that you can like, you can do in there.
And they bought a 30-second ad. Mm-hmm. I don't remember which channel it was. I was flipping back and forth.
Yeah, me too. I was looking going at around some different the ones.
And one of them had a 30-second ad sponsored by Calm.
Yeah.
And it was just...
Hey, you're going to get through this, right?
Well, no, it was just Zen. Oh. It was just, you know, like, I don't remember, like water flowing or something. And I was like, wow, that's really freaking smart. And then at the end, it had the, you know, the Calm ad. And what'd you say? They're up...
100 their app jumped 100 spots in downloads from last night till today. I saw that when I on the news this morning.
Money well spent.
So hey, I didn't need an app again, just a green bottle and I was fine. I felt great.
Yeah, booze pretty much solves all problems.
I would think so.
If you let it.
And then other people were, you know, letting me know what they were drinking that night, and some people were taunting me, and other people were, you know, it was...
Taunts?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we don't need any of that.
No, I was like, really, dude? You're taunting? I'm like, all right.
Look, yeah, let's see how it goes.
More power to you, exactly. You know?
We'll execute the baby.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, so we'll get into... We've already got the odds on the 48th POTUS.
Oh, okay.
That's
I'd like to get into that with you guys today.
maybe in the club?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, maybe later. But
Joe Rogan, right?
God, is it 3:20? Damn, dude.
Oh, we better break.
I have concepts of a plan.
Whoops.
Yeah, we went way over there, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry. There's a hot
We can get second. Back on track.
We sure can.
Yeah, let's do it.
I have concepts of a plan to do just that.
Let's work on it.
Coming up next, with our poll question. We're going college football. Next on The Fan. All right. Right now begins our quest to make the clock great again.
And only we.
That's right.
Can make. No one else.
Only us.
Just us.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
So Buckley over there.
Nope.
No.
Buckley's been in charge for how many years, and this clock has gone straight to hell.
That's right.
There is no producer that has ever kept us on the clock.
No, it's ridiculous.
It is you, and it is me.
That's it. We're the only ones.
Make the clock great again.
We have the answers. I'm going to make us hats.
Oh, I love that.
Make the clock great again. Somewhere Jeff Austin's behind the
scenes. Would anyone understand that?
Jeff leans back in his chair, smiles and nods. He's like, yeah.
No, probably not. But, you know, it would be funny for us.
Poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday we asked you which college football team is most overrated. The winner of this was Miami.
Yeah, I could see that.
48%.
We just rolled, brother.
Voted too.
Notre Dame 27%,
mm-hmm.
Indiana 15%, and BYU just 10%.
Hey, look at us little spunky.
Why does no one think you're overrated?
I don't know. It's because it's hard. Like, no one really thinks BYU is that good. I think that's probably the crux of it. Like, no one's claiming that BYU is the best team in the country. Otherwise, people would say that they're overrated. Johnny Lewis today asked me about the big Cougar tails. He wanted to know if I had the lowdown. At BYU, they sell giant maple bars at the game from the BYU Creamery, and they call them Cougar Tails. Johnny Ludes was very interested. And he's like, is it life-changing? I'm like, no, dude, it's a maple bar. I said,
love a good maple bar.
Well, yeah, it's just a big maple bar. It's a good maple bar, but he goes, it's not anything special. I'm like, is Cougar cheese special? He's like, it's good cheese. I said, yeah, it's not the best cheese in the world, but it's fun. It's local.
Is Cougar cheese a thing?
Yeah.
They have their own cheese up there?
Yeah, Washington State.
No.
Yeah.
Can I get it in the store?
Yeah, I think you got to buy it up there. I think you can probably order it and have it shipped to you. But yeah, it comes from the creamery, just like our Cougar Tails at BYU come from the creamery there. I'm sure Kansas has something. You have something at your stadium you're known for, your basketball games? You don't have anything that's like a specific, like a Dodger dog? Lots of places have it.
I think a lot of places do have a famous concession, but I'm not sure every place has a famous concession.
Yeah, I don't.
Because I can't think of one for, like, nothing not for Oregon.
Well, I'm just telling you. If you go down to BYU, It's a good maple bar, but you're not going to leave out that place being like, oh my God, did you have the maple bar? Oh, it's just, and if it wasn't called the Cougar Tail and it was just called the BYU Giant Maple Bar, no one would give two S's.
Would it be more offensive if Oregon served beaver or husky?
Side note, ever eaten beaver?
You know, like if they had little beaver skewers, it'd be kind of cute.
I think what you'd probably do is serve PETA something wouldn't. And just call it beaver and not, you know. I don't think you'd want real beaver.
Well, you wouldn't want real husky either.
No, but I think it'd be
like
better.
You'd literally be eating the pets.
They're eating the dogs.
I think you'd rather eat the beaver than eat the dog. I would think.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, which is worse in the eyes of the
the dog,
the woke,
the husky.
They're eating the dogs.
All right. Well, I guess that's a bad idea.
Probably
can't serve duck at Autzen. Can
no,
you?
That'd be weird.
You don't want to do that.
No, that'd be weird. No, be weird.
What were we talking about? Oh, Cougar Cheese.
Cougar Cheese.
So Cougar it's cheese. Good?
And BYU, yeah. You've never had the Cougar Gold?
Never even heard of it.
I've never had the Cougar Gold, but I've heard people who went to Washington State talk about how great the Cougar Gold is.
Let me just state for the record, it's a good cheese.
Is it just cheese?
Well, it's a good, that's what it's like Johnny Ludes was like, oh, it's a really good cheese. I said, yeah, it's, I bet if we went to New Seasons, I guarantee I could find you a cheese that's as good, but probably way better. And he's like, well, yeah. But you call it Cougar Cheese. You went to Washington State, so it's unique and fun. When you go to the Dodger Stadium.
It's cheese with school spirit.
Yeah, when you go to Dodger Stadium, you're like, oh, I got to get a Dodger dog. And then you eat it, and you're like, it's
Dodger dogs suck. I've heard from everyone.
Well,
they're just,
you're
it's
a
just,
giant fan.
But it's like, it's just not a good hot dog.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't trust your opinion on that.
Yeah. You're
I haven't even had one. Of course you can't.
Well, then how do you even know
because
that?
Because I've heard from everyone.
Oh, shut up.
It's a. It's a hot dog.
I just admitted I have no leg to stand on.
But you call it a Dodger dog, and you go eat it, and you're like, ah, I'm a Dodger dog and a beer, and it feels good.
Like, oh, this thing's dumb because it's no different than any other hot dog.
That's every place you go that has their own unique thing. It's fine. It's good. It's tasty. Nothing's life-changing. It's branding. It's like when you say, someone tells you you got to go eat it In-N-Out for the first time, you eat it, and they're like, what do you think? You're like, oh, it's a hamburger. It's good. Yeah.
Nice little smash
burger.
I will
never eat there again. And their fries suck.
Their fries are the worst in the game.
They're the worst.
Not even close.
I think
they call them fries. I think they call them fresh potatoes because that's what they're like.
I think they're doing bits. Oh. I think they're trying to make them as bad as they can just to see if, let's see if the drive-thru fills up today. Watch this.
Like when Jordan had the Hitler mustache.
Yeah.
He's like, I bet you I can sell underwear.
They can get away with this? Yeah. Let's see.
Today's poll question on X at 1080 The Fan, also pertaining to college football. We are asking you, which team would you most like to see miss the college football playoff just because?
Oh, I like this. I like a good spite.
Alabama, Ohio State, Oregon, or Notre Dame. Vote hard. Right now, Alabama leading the way.
Bama? I can see that.
Yeah, people don't. I don't know why. Is that a DeBoer thing?
Well, it's one, you know, Alabama's been the standard for so long, and then two, DeBoer. So you add those
they're
two
kind of the
together.
Most recent Yankees of college football, so it's like,
see, I thought Notre Dame
won so much.
I really thought Notre Dame would win this. Well, there's a lot of hate for Notre Dame.
But they haven't been that relevant recently.
No, that's my thing. I've come around. Like, I used to hate Notre Dame. I don't anymore. They're like the Dallas Cowboys. I can't hate them because they're not any good.
Yeah. Well, they're good.
They're okay. You have to win stuff for me to hate you. Like if Duke goes 20 years and doesn't win anything, I'm like, all right, go Duke.
Should I remind you that their coach killed a kid?
At the time.
Well, that's LSU's coach now.
He's LSU's coach.
Well, I know, but.
That is true.
That happened at Notre Dame.
That did. That's, you know.
By the way, Oregon and Notre Dame tied for second here. I had to give people a chance to vote Oregon out.
Yeah, people venting.
Yeah, because, you know, there's not everybody's an Oregon fan around here. I don't think.
Yeah. I wouldn't imagine. I think that fried beaver thing, yeah, I think there's some of them probably not happy. See, that's what Oregon State should do at Reser is they should serve crispy duck.
Exactly. Now, that would be fine, right?
That's fine.
Like, I bet that would sell like hotcakes.
And yeah.
Let's be honest.
Or like duck.
You ever had a crispy duck? It is delicious.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't like duck all that much.
I love duck.
You know?
Well, it depends. Like a good duck fried rice. Go to 99 Ranch out in Tulleton. You can get like a $10 crispy duck. And let me tell you, delightful. I need it crisp, though. I need it. I need some crunch to it on that skin.
All right, there's your poll. Vote hard on X at 1080 The Fan. We're going to get into some college football playoff musings next. Here's Buck.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This really is. I was thinking the same thing. I just wanted to sit and listen to it.
I know, right? Kind of got good. But now it makes me sad because they hate each other.
Yeah. Still, their music, you can still listen to it. I don't care if they hate each other. They made great music.
It doesn't feel the same, though.
Oh, it sure does to me.
I thought this music was made with love, and it turns out it's just made with F-U.
They are criminally undervalued.
Oh, couldn't agree more. 100%.
All right. Mike Gundy had to apologize again.
What did that son of a gun do?
Well, he said some things.
He always says some things.
Well, that's why I said he had to apologize again.
I think I've got the audio of that.
Oh, do you?
I think so.
All right, I want to hear it.
He's not apologizing for that haircut.
Let's see. Here we go.
This place has had tremendous success for 18 and a half years, or 19. I can't do the math real good. And so, unfortunately, in life, most people are weak. And as soon as things start to not go as good as what they thought, they fall apart and they panic. And then they want to point the finger and blame other people. That you see it happen in everyday life. People do it all the time. That's why I refuse to watch the TV and watch the news, because I get tired of people complaining and bitching about this and that versus just doing something about it and trying to figure out a way to make it better. Well, that's what happens in college athletics. And as Jenny said, she's exactly right. It's just on the bigger stage where people can voice their opinion. And in most cases, the people that are negative and voicing their opinion are the same ones that can't pay their own bills. They're not taking care of themselves. They're not taking care of their own family. They're not taking care of their own job. But they have an obligation to speak out and complain about others because it makes them feel better. But then in the end, when they go to bed at night, they're the same failure that they were before they said anything negative about anybody else.
God.
Wow.
Yeah. Jesus.
I like it, dude.
He is insufferable.
He went full, that's not even double barrel. I think he went two. He went quad barrel, two double barrel shotguns.
Yeah, so he's not happy about some Oklahoma State fans who are not happy.
No.
They have not won a game in the Big 12.
No. It's the Big 12. Well, they've won Big 12 games before. They just haven't won one this year.
They're 0-for.
Yeah.
In the Big 12.
And they were one of the favorites, and they had the best running back in the country coming back, and it has not gone smoothly for old Mike Gundy. And I do love, we talked about this, anytime a program faces criticism, I love when the coach, Dabo does this a lot, where they just start taking shots at fans.
It's the dadgum mistake.
And I'm just telling you, this is almost universally true. When coaches and players start pointing fingers at fans or media, be prepared, because that usually signals that there are serious foundational cracks and it's coming apart.
Yeah, because they're out of answers.
Yes.
Because he's doing the exact same thing by saying that he's griping about.
Yes. And normally when someone doesn't feel pressure, you know, they handle that. It's like if you call someone a name, and that person gets really, really defensive about it, or you point something out about someone and they get really defensive, because I guess the name is a bad one, because if you call someone a racial slur, yeah, they're going to be a little upset. But let's say you point out a character flaw in someone, or your wife or your husband criticizes you.
It's a good thing I don't have any.
No, you're clearly perfect.
I mean, that's why you're a Sachi.
But when you point something out and someone gets really angry, it's because it struck a nerve. And that's what this is. When you start lashing out at fans, was it Billy Napier earlier that was talking about fans in their basement and Dabo is always bitching and moaning about this and fans calling into a show and he won't take calls anymore. That's usually a sign that this is hitting a little close to home.
Yeah, I mean, if he was actually going to preach or say what he's preaching there,
yeah,
he would say, hey, every fan's got a right to their opinion.
Exactly.
We're just going to get back to work.
Exactly. It's not that hard to simply
comes
say
with the territory.
Yeah, it's been disappointing for all of us.
But by him calling everyone weak, you are
and
doing
failures who can't pay their bills.
You're doing the exact same thing that he's saying he doesn't like to do when he turns on the news.
Yep.
It's someone griping. Like, you're griping about your own fans.
But the idea that you can take someone who's unhappy with you've lost six in a row, and now you're saying that they can't pay their bills? Yeah, it's a bit of a stretch there, Mike.
He's
especially,
an animal.
Dude, when you're making like $9 million a year and you're talking about people paying bills, you gotta talk about being out of touch. And you know who else has a little bit of this? Someone pointed out who's getting really, really pissy and defensive is Lincoln Riley.
Yep.
You listen to some of those press conferences, and it ain't good right now.
Another name popped into my head, and I haven't heard much of how he's handling things, but what is Kalen DeBoer saying? Because he seems like a pretty classy dude. I feel like he's one of those that's above it, and it's like, hey, I get it. We got to, you know the old coach speak. We got to get back to work and find ways to get better.
I'll tell you what. I know there's some criticism coming his way, but they're still in the college football playoff mix. They've only lost twice. Let's see what happens if he loses to LSU. And that means they're out, and then...
I want to hear what he says.
Yeah.
Because he's going to get crap.
Yeah.
That just comes with the territory.
Yes.
But he seems like he's a little classier than Mike Gundy.
Yeah. I'm looking here at old Gundy and just was wondering if there's anything for him to worry about. And if they're smart, the answer to that is no. So this year is 3-6, but he went 10-4.
Yeah, he wins 10 every year, doesn't he?
7-6, 12-2, 8-7. And then 10, 10, 10.
Ooh.
You know, All 10, 8, 12, 12. Like,
he has a winning season every year.
He has a winning season every year. And it's Oklahoma State, for God's sake.
He's a good coach.
So if they're at all smart, you ride this storm because that dude has a proven track record.
Yeah, no, I don't think you fire him. I just think he obviously seems like a hard guy to wrangle in. He gives zero Fs.
No.
Like, it's almost like he tries to get fired. He's like, I don't care.
No.
And part of me respects that, but another part of me says, man, you got to button it up. You're the head coach. You're supposed to be a leader.
I do kind of appreciate the fact that he knows you're not ever doing better than me.
Yeah.
I make so much money.
He doesn't care.
He's kind of doing the thing that I've been doing this long enough and well enough that you kind of have nothing on me, so I'll do whatever I want.
Come at me, bro.
Is this
come
the...
Come at me. Right.
I have his apology here. Is this the most insincere apology of all time? He took to social media. He put this on X.
Yeah.
I apologize to those who my comments during Monday's media call offended. My intent was not to offend any of our fans who have supported us in this program through the years.
Mm. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And you didn't type that.
Somebody told him, hey, I'm going to post this. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. So his secretary's like, yeah, I'll write something up and then just go away. God bless America. Mike Gundy.
You got to love him.
Hey,
well, actually, no, you don't. But.
No, but I do respect someone that is comfortable enough in their job.
No question.
To just not care.
I don't mind guys. I mean, like, we all see people in our own work environments that have this attitude.
Yeah.
Not everybody has this attitude because people are fearful of getting fired or they're fearful of what's next if I don't have this job. He's afraid of nothing. And
he
that's
condoned
what I'm
drunk
saying.
Driving from his starting running back. Yeah. He was fine with it.
Anybody who has that attitude, I respect that because it's like, you know, the reality is he's right. Yeah. It's like,
he acts like it.
That's right. And it makes for a more truthful, even if it may be offensive, it makes for a little bit more above board truthful conversation.
When I was with the Broncos, literally, right, the last guy on the roster, terrified of getting cut, I just was trying everything I could to just not piss someone off. And I've told this before, but Chester McLaughlin, who's now passed away, he was at the tail end of his career. I think he was he made a bunch of Pro Bowls. He was just this, he might have been even Defensive Player of the Year one year. Dude was just an absolute beast. And it was the tail end of his career, and he did not care. And his response to any criticism was, cut me. He would dare, and Ray Rhodes was our defensive coordinator, and if you know anything about Ray Rhodes, that's an angry, belligerent man, and Chester would taunt him every single...
He ain't cutting him?
Yeah. He's like, what are you going to do? He's like, cut my ass. I don't care. He would show up to practice without a helmet, and they're like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm not wearing a helmet today. And they're like, what are you going to pray? He's like, yeah, I'll practice, but no one hit me in the head. I'll kill you. And then like Ray Rose would be like, dude, you're not pricing without a helmet. And he'd be like, go ahead, cut me. What are you going to do? Cut me. He didn't care. And he would taunt everybody. And it was amazing. He was my hero. He was my absolute hero. Did whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. Because he truly didn't care. He had enough money. He just did it because they were paying him.
He had enough money and he knew how good he was.
Exactly. He's like, yeah, whatever.
And that's it. You got to know your value. Yeah. If you know your value,
yeah, you can do it.
You know, you can do that. But Gundy probably needs to tone it down a little bit. More college football playoff musings are coming up on The Fan. All right. We're going to get to some playoff stuff here. Un momento.
Are we? Are we really going to get there?
I feel like we will.
I didn't like the confidence that you had there.
We will.
In that statement.
Playoffs?
It's coming up, guys. It's coming
up. We couldn't do diddly poo.
That is such an awkward... We couldn't do diddly poo.
Playoffs? We couldn't do diddly poo.
Well, it's
playoffs.
Not what he wanted to say, but, you know, he had to catch himself.
Well, why didn't you just say squat?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he wanted to say S. I don't know. It's
and the thing, I think he did earlier in the rant actually drop a swear word, and then he regretted it because he didn't want to get fined anymore. So he paused to come up with a word other than S.
But can I?
We couldn't do diddly poo.
But nobody says diddly S. They say diddly squat.
I know.
That's true.
So why didn't that? That was a weird pivot.
I think he was reaching for anything other than a swear, and that's what he came up with in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
But it's not a normal swear time.
I know it's not. He was flustered because he already swore.
He punted on it. It happens.
Not saying it makes sense.
We've all been there.
Many times.
Many, many times.
On the radio.
Dude, you go reaching for something, and you come up with nothing.
Well, I don't get the rain, man, cold, but there.
You reach back.
I think he says head cold in there.
Head cold.
It's debatable.
It's true. It's amazing how little we cuss on the air, considering how much we cuss off of the air.
100%.
It really is amazing. People ask a lot how do you do that? And I really don't know.
Yeah, just kind of.
I don't know.
Well,
you just filter.
Self-preservation.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you know the consequences if you can't control yourself.
Yeah, maybe that's just it.
Yeah.
We know that the big FCC overlords are listening.
Just
at all times.
Hovering above you.
Did you see Matt Leinart's kid? This is going to make you feel old.
What do we got from Matt Leinart's kid?
Well, he has a kid.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, his kid's going to be playing college football in 2 years.
Yeah. He committed to play college football.
This happens all the time in stuff that makes me feel 1,000 years old.
Matt Leinart,
are you all right over
there? I'm trying
Are you reaching
I'm
back
filtering.
For something?
And I'm filtering.
Yeah.
I'm filtering.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say that, so never mind.
All right.
But Matt Leinart, we worked with a girl who stooped him.
Yeah.
So I don't even know. Maybe it's her son. I don't know.
Be awkward.
But he's an interesting guy. But his kid's going to go play at SMU.
Yeah.
Cole.
My
Cole
Mustangs.
Leinart. Well, like I think about that all the time when guys that I played with are now coaches, or like I find out like there's guys I played with whose kids are now committed to playing at BYU, and I'm like, how on earth? And then I'm like, oh yeah, I got a 27 year old. I'm like, yeah. Like in your mind, you still think you're young. Like I'm 5 years older than Matt Leinart. Matt Leinart's 41 years old.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah,
he's only 5 years you're younger.
Yes. So it's
that blows me away.
It's not that shocking that he has a kid that in what you said 2 years?
Yeah, 2026.
Oh my god. Like that's not shocking at all.
Well, I didn't even know he had a kid.
Yeah.
Much less one's about to play football.
Yeah. Before my Instagram.
Of him as a guy stooping TV girls.
No, before I'm not saying he's not, but before my Instagram got hacked and went away, I followed him and he's him and his wife do bits. They do like
social media bits.
Yeah, they do social media bits. And he's like, he lives in a town with like the same school. It's like Richard Jefferson goes there. Richard Jefferson's kid's there and someone else. And so they all do. He does dad bits on there with his hot wife and kids.
Is it good? Worth a follow?
I can't give that recommendation. It's not the worst thing you've ever seen, but you're not missing anything.
Is it on the gram? Is that what you're
saying?
Yeah,
it's
not like, ooh, wow, I found all this cool stuff from Matt Leinart. It's not.
His wife has 130 followers on the gram.
130.
Or, I mean, sorry, 130,000.
I was going to say
130,000.
Like, what are you doing? Wow.
It's like, what? It's more than me, man.
It's like her friends and her family. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, his wife's a hot. You know.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah, and they got a cute little family, and they're always on there. And she's, you know, they.
How many? So two boys.
I think they got two little kids.
Well, I think I guess he had a couple kids with other women before he got married, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Don't know.
Maybe we know one of his baby mamas.
No, I think we do. I think that he knocked up a USC basketball player, and the two of them were going to like try to make it work, and then they split.
Oh, I do remember that.
And I think that's this kid who's going to SMU now.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, because his kids that I always saw on Instagram were younger.
Yeah, so I think he's got kids with his current wife, but I think he has kids from earlier.
That is true. Yeah, there's this. She was a USC basketball player.
What a tangled web we weave.
Can confirm. They went halvesies on a fetus, and it turned out that kid's really athletic.
I think SMU is going to be the next big thing.
Well,
I'm not kidding.
I love what they're trying to do.
Yeah, they got a bunch of money.
Yeah,
and they're in a Power Four league now.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we're spending.
They're like, F it.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
I do too. I have ties to SMU. I might become an SMU fan.
Let's do it.
Do you know what my tie?
You gonna ride the Pony Express?
I want to do it with you. Let's go.
My dad went there.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, your dad was a minister.
That's
right?
An easy connection.
He went to the seminary.
And can I tell you too that like they got good looking gear. SMU's going on.
And the Mustang.
I thought they got good looking girls, which is probably also true.
Well, that's true. Dallas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Synergy, my high school was the Salina Central Mustangs.
I love this.
Same logo.
Look, I think as a show, I think we adopt SMU.
I got a new team.
Let's do it. Except when they play Kansas and BYU.
Yeah, no, I'm Kansas number one.
Yeah, but yeah, number two. Yeah, I'm on board. Let's go. Order us a couple SMU Mustang shirts. Let's do it.
Yeah, I think we should be boosters.
Well, I don't think they need our money.
Yeah, they've clearly said they don't need anyone's money. No. That's why they joined the ACC for free.
Why would you write a check to SMU? They got this covered.
Who needs us?
We're fine.
Does somebody need us in the Power Four? Can we go be boosters?
Probably Oregon State. But that's not Power Four, but look at you.
Mm.
Look at you.
I'd rather give to Kansas.
You could always scan the old QR codes on the Mike Gundy helmets. Give him some of your cash.
I'm not giving
I thought they got rid of that.
I think they did get rid of it. But
they said you can't do that.
They rolled it out, though, initially. So
try to find a Power Four team that actually, maybe Vanderbilt?
Yeah, we're not smart enough.
No. I like SMU. I think I like where we're going with this.
Yeah, we don't need to be boosters.
No.
We'll just be super fans.
Super fans.
Yeah.
I like it. Painter faces.
Fireman Ed.
There you go. Rob
is the last person on the planet I can envision doing the like dress up face paint rah-rah thing.
Yeah.
Then we can talk about
super fan and Rob don't even fit in the same.
We can talk
building.
About how SMU's phasing us out and that's wrong because we need a home field advantage. Let me just state for the record, he may be a wonderful person. Fireman Ed is the douchiest fan in America.
Oh, 100%.
I'm looking right at you, Ed, Long Island.
Well, I'm already on the horn with the great Rick Hart, director of athletics at Southern Methodist.
I'm excited.
I'm dropping my dad's name.
Maybe you're familiar with Legacy.
maybe look it up in your records.
Maybe Jack Rop. Maybe take a look at that.
Take a look at that. All right. We are getting nowhere so fast.
Told you we weren't going to get there.
College football playoff musings next on The Fam.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.